Again, we have seen the trend that India while guiding first, especially in the power grid, has gone too slow. So what do you have to say about that? The initial one, because we have to this trend, especially when you're
Yeah, look, to start with, I think we lost a wicket in the first over. So whenever you lose wicket in the first over, it's not that easy to build on that. And then the pitch was slightly soft. So the shot making was not easy because we decided if you bat first, we have to look to get somewhere around 140-50. That was the message, because we've seen that before as well when we have played on pitches like that. The defending or a winning score becomes somewhere around 140-150, and even today we saw 148 was a good score. We would have defended it if we were smart on the field. Couple of decisions that we didn't make right on the field that went against us. And that batsman got a 50 towards the end. So that was probably where we lacked in terms of decision making.
So would you say that in the match you were more cautious, because the way Shreyas batted,
you
looked at, you had no
damage. No, I mean, he hit two sixes, but he got out when the ball turned actually. You know, it's sometimes if you analyze the whole game, the ball was stopping a little bit, gripping a little bit. The shot making doesn't become that easy when you play on pitches like this. So, you know, these are all young players trying to get their way into the squad. So they need a bit of time. They need to understand how they want to bat on a pitches like that. So I wouldn't call that as an overcautious approach. I think we were smart in terms of how we batted, but again, we didn't get enough runs on the board. Whatever we got, I thought was good fighting total, where we can fight and you know, get the game towards us. But when you're defending such a small target, you need to keep taking wickets, and that's how you will stay in the game. And you know, they had a very good partnership once they lost the wicket in the first over. They had a big partnership for the second wicket as well. So that was the turning point.
See,
these are the guys who've been playing for a while in this particular format. Khalil, and then Deepak as well, and then Shardul is waiting in the wings. These are the bowlers who we've identified as, you know, who can play this format and do well. They've done well recently. They still need to understand as to when they are defending smaller targets. They need to bowl according to the plan. But again, I feel they will learn from playing games like this, where you know you are defending only 140 plus. So they have definitely talent, they have ability to come back and bounce back, but time will tell whether they can or they cannot.
Yeah, Rohit, you were mentioning that a couple of decisions that you took on the field did not go your way. I believe you're talking about the decision you took. What exactly does it take to, probably you've seen that the movie be very good at that. Do you go by your instinct or do you trust?
See, when you're not in the right position, you have to trust your bowler and your keeper to make that decision for you. Because as a fielder, I'm always probably either standing at covers, mid-wicket or slip. When I'm standing at the slip, sometimes, you know, the way I stand in the slip as well, the angle is not right. You're not right behind the stumps. So you got to trust your keeper and your bowler, what they say. And based on that, we always try and make that decision. Whichever format you play, doesn't matter. You have to trust your keeper and you know, and your bowler. Of course, Rishabh is, you know, still very young. Still is hardly played 10-12 T20 games. So he will need time to understand those kind of things. You know, it's too soon again to judge whether he can make those decisions or not, because it's too early. He will understand slowly, and we need to give time for him to make make those decisions, and plus the bowler as well. It's the combination of a keeper and a bowler to make that decision when the captain is not in the right position to make that decision.
Last three.
Yeah, that was the idea actually, because looking at their batting lineup, after number three, there were three guys who were right-handers, and I wanted to keep him to bowl to the right-handers, taking the ball away from them, because we saw on the pitch when you use those cutters, it was going away and it was gripping a little bit. So that was the thought process, and I didn't wanted our spinners to bowl towards the back end. I kept one over of Chahal because he has bowled in that situation before, and two right-handers, I would take that chance any day with Chahal taking the ball away from them. So that was the idea behind keeping Khalil for the back end. But again, it all depends on how the game is going. If we had two right-handers early, I might have brought him early. Yeah.
Hello, Rohit. I'm Gaurav from ESX. I want to ask you this. I have two questions for you. One, Virat Kohli's absence created an impact for us today. And the second, were we overconfident that we can easily dominate Bangladesh?
Oh, that's... I said it at the press.
The report says that we have already won all the matches. Eight out of eight.
Those eight games, right? You're talking about since we started playing T20s. It was way back. I don't know when was the time we played against them first. It was a different team then. This is a different team now. A lot of the new guys are here, and there's no way we can say that we take this team lightly. In sport, in cricket generally, we know that we all are student of the game, and we do understand every game is a new game. We don't look at the opposition when we play. We have to focus on our job, which is to come out and do what we are supposed to do, not look at which team we are playing, Bangladesh, Australia, South Africa, whoever it is. For us, it doesn't matter. Of course, we look at their batting lineup, their bowling lineup, but focusing too much on the opposition doesn't do any good. So I wouldn't say we took them lightly. Record is record, but when we play, when we go out on the field, we never look at the record. We just look at this as a fresh game, and we want to win that game. How we can do that is by executing your skills, and that's what we failed to do today. We didn't execute properly.
Final one.
Yeah, of course, he is a massive player for us. There's no doubt about it. So anytime he is not playing, there will be a big shoe to fill for us. माइक ले लो यार सुनाई नहीं दे रहा भाई और सुनाई नहीं दे रहा यार
यस्टरडे यू टोल्ड दैट बांग्लादेश वाज द बेस्ट टीम इन इंडिया नाउ दे ओन द गेम दे हैव सम प्रेशर ऑफ द गेम बट द गेम नाउ दे ओन द गेम
दे वन द गेम
या ओन द गेम एंड हाउ कम बैक हाउ गेम इट्स अ गुड स्टार्ट फॉर बांग्लादेश
इज इट अ गुड स्टार्ट फॉर बांग्लादेश
गुड हां या ऑफ कोर्स Winning a game is always a good start for any team. Bangladesh, like I said at the press conference, they can not upset any team, they can beat any team. So that's what they've done today, and they were better than us today, and we accept that we didn't play well.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.